Welcome. I'm Pastor Vincent Grissom, and this is Applying God's Word, a teaching ministry from the Word of God. This is study number 98, titled, The Character of Those Showing Mercy. God's intention and desire to bless humanity is the central focus of His covenant relationships. Two distinct ideas are present. First, a blessing was a public declaration of a favored status with God. Second, the blessing endowed power for prosperity and success. In all cases, the blessing served as a guide and motivation for us to pursue a course of life within the blessing. Jesus declares eight of these blessings. Today we will look at one. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." This is a happy and favored status before God. Being merciful is one of the eight favored qualities in character of a citizen of the kingdom of God that Jesus declares in the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus tells us that those who are merciful will be shown mercy. Mercy is compassion for people in need. Compassion is a love that compels one to act upon that need. Jesus was constantly showing mercy. He fed hungry multitudes with not only His word, but also with bread and fish. He ministered at a point of need to people who were poor and had physical disabilities and sicknesses. He spent His time befriending people that no one else wanted anything to do with. He spent His life helping people in need live a better life. Have you considered how much of the character of mercy is outwardly shown in your life? Jesus' greatest act of mercy was on the cross. On the cross, Jesus freely gave His life because we are a needy people and our greatest need is forgiveness of sin. On the cross, Christ took our punishment for our sin upon Himself. On the cross, He stood in for us. He had mercy on us, a needy people. He was moved with compassion, a love for us that compelled Him to do something about our sin problem. Through His mercy for us on the cross, we have been set free from the bondage of sin. Praise His name. Followers of Christ have been shown mercy. They live their life showing mercy. Mercy is a part of their character. What happens to the unmerciful? Jesus gave us a parable of the unmerciful servant. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. I don't know about you, but I need mercy. And to receive mercy, I must show mercy. The blessing given to the merciful is that they will be shown mercy. Citizens of the kingdom of God are involved in ministering at the point of need as Jesus did. They understand mercy. They understand the mercy that has been afforded them through the cross of Christ, and they spend their life on earth being merciful to those in need and receiving mercy as a result, both now and for all eternity. For those of you not yet following Christ, please know that citizenship in God's kingdom requires a new birth. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 3, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." Submit your life to the Lordship of Christ, and he will give you new life and pour his mercies out on you as you show mercies to others as Jesus did.